Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are you so high today?
You're
like up here.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's clearly, if we're going to harmonize with the data, it's clearly done. What are you doing? Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
39 degrees right now, but we're going to be up diddling 70.
Ooh, with some warm diddling.
Depending on where you are. Cloudy rain in midday and then around evening time, but I guess not too bad.
Okay.
If you're trying to watch a live stream and you can't find us, the reason is...
It's out again?
It's not that it's out. Kimmy has to log back in. It's a whole thing.
All right.
It's a whole thing, but we ran out of time. Before the show started, I was doing a little dance, doing a lot of dancing. So the breaking news this morning.
Yes.
Overnight, Pope Francis has passed away at the age of 88.
Working his ass off yesterday.
Well, right? Yeah, man. I mean, according to the church, he is the mouthpiece for God on this planet.
But that's like his biggest day is Easter Sunday, right?
You would think so.
Like yeah. He does the audience. Yep. They had him in the mobile. He did everything.
So he was in Alabama.
Yeah.
So we now will be. When do they start looking for the new? He got Tommy got all excited because he watched that show about picking a pope, and he knows
Conclave.
Did you just do a dance to Conclave?
Conclave,
new pope, check it out.
I kind of thought they already had like somebody. They were, you know, don't they kind of pick
no,
before
they
it
vote.
Actually happens?
Well, they
they're not official, but they got their guy.
I don't know if the church works the way John Lithgow makes the witcher. I don't know how this stuff works. Right? It's all behind closed.
But they all got to get together, right? All the
clergy, bishops, cardinals.
That's what they got. The top, the top guys around the world.
Kyler Murray, Marvison Harrison Jr., Larry Fitzgerald. They all get together and they decide the new pope. All right, so he passed away the day after Easter Sunday. Did you guys have good Easters yesterday?
No, yeah, it's done.
You have a good Easter, Kimmy?
I did.
Did either of you go to church?
No. Go to no church.
Wow. I was in church yesterday.
I can't think. I don't remember the last time I went to an Easter service.
When's the last time you went to church, period? Not a funeral or a wedding. Church
like
service.
Straight up mass?
A service.
It's got to be 30 years.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm guaranteed I was dragged to it.
Okay. So, I've talked about this on the show before. My wife likes when I take her to church. And it's hard for me to argue my way out of it on like the holiest days of the year.
Yeah.
Christmas, Easter, things like
right.
that. So yesterday, me, the wife, and the kids were off to church.
Yeah.
Right. And first off, Christianity's been a thing for over 2,000 years.
Is that long now?
Wow. How have they not updated the seat technology in church?
Well, so
they don't
the
want
hard,
you to be comfortable. I think.
The hard pew.
Yeah.
You're supposed to suffer.
No, but like, you know, I'm just thinking out loud here, right? Like,
you'd fall asleep if those chairs were any more comfy.
Well, I'm just saying step one for getting more people in the door might be my back isn't seizing up a little.
Like, maybe like those new theater seats that they have.
There you go.
You sit back, get a beverage.
There you go.
Order some popcorn.
I bet you at like those mega churches, they got comfy seats.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Well, those are stadiums, though.
Literally.
It'd be like going to see the Sabres like with Jesus.
Yeah, it's like IMAX.
So we're in there doing the thing, and one of the women who's at the church, very sweet woman, she makes candy bags for, like, everybody.
Wow.
Oh, so she's, like, a member of the church, like, deep, like, deacon style.
Yeah, I don't know if she's a deacon, but she's a
But member. She hands out the candy.
What kind of candy? So, what's holy
blessed.
Candy?
So the kids got more candy. They got a little bag with, it was a Reese's cup.
Oh, damn, good stuff.
Haribo gummy bears, couple of Hershey Kisses.
This is at the church.
This is at the church.
Yeah.
And then the woman's so sweet, even for adults, she gave everyone, like, a handful of Hershey Kisses.
Man.
So this she's walking around in the middle of the mass handing everybody, you know, the candy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, awesome. So like I start opening my candy and my wife's like, no. She puts her hand on my hand.
Yeah.
And she goes, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So then
was
like,
anybody else eating candy?
Everybody.
Oh.
Everybody's eating candy.
Like, I know you're not supposed to like have snacks in church, but if everybody else is doing it.
You gave me the candy during the church. And like here's the
thing. It's like they wanted you to eat it.
That's just it. And like, you know, I'm not seven.
Yeah.
I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat this candy, but I'm also a coward. Mm. So I took the candy and, like, I acted like I was putting it over here, and then I like, leaned over like I was stretching my back out, and in goes the kiss, right? Here's the problem with that.
But
I don't know about you guys. Are you guys Hershey Kiss? Yeah, I'm not going to ask you. Kimmy, are you a Hershey Kiss chewer or a Hershey Kiss sucker?
a chewer. I bite the top off, and then I bite it in little pieces.
Okay,
because I don't suck on
it. I let it melt.
Well, you put the whole thing in your mouth.
Right? Yeah, and I let it melt. Like, I'm a I'll savor it.
Hmm.
I like
you don't, like, just chew it up and swallow.
I feel like chocolate's a weird candy to suck on.
No, it's like milk chocolate. You suck on the milk.
No, I just chew it.
Yeah.
No, you
part of enjoying it's a crunch.
So you want to like dissolve on your tongue?
Like, my goal is for the chocolate.
It doesn't like it all over your mouth.
Well, no, that's what I want. I want it on the inside of my mouth so I can.
Especially, yeah, then you got to walk around with that.
Well, no, I mean, eventually it all.
I know. Ugh. That actually gets
brown tongue.
It doesn't. No, like, it's the first time you've ever. It's not like it doesn't go away while it's in your mouth.
No, but
it
doesn't go away quickly.
Yeah, no, it goes.
Point, like, if you're talking to somebody.
Yeah, but I'm not talking. I'm sitting in like mass right now.
Are you singing?
No, I'm not a mass singer. Which also bothers my wife, but that's a whole other argument.
All right.
So she hears me like.
Yeah, I'm gnawing, sucking away.
I don't mean to.
Sucking chocolate.
So she leaves. She's like, did you eat the chocolate? And I'm like. No.
Yeah.
Stop eating the chocolate. Like, we're having an argument now. Yeah. Like, look, I'm a grown ass person. I'm here. We're in church. This is not.
I'd also be afraid of getting like chocolate on my church clothes.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No, but those are church clothes.
Wash the washing machine. Just wash it.
You don't wash a jacket.
I wasn't wearing a jacket.
You didn't wear a jacket. Sunday mass.
Wore a sweater.
All right.
Okay, you don't go. You just said you haven't been to mass in 30 years. So you're going to judge what I wore to mass?
I'm wearing a sport coat.
Why?
I'm not going in. You're supposed to be nice.
This is nice.
Two times a year, if you go to church, you got to be really dressed up.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Bro, it's not like it was in the
old days. I guarantee your daughters are dressed up, and so was your wife.
Well, they were wearing their spring dresses.
Yes.
Okay.
They're fancy.
Yeah, but I looked fine standing next to them. I was in a pair of khaki pants and a sweater. That's perfectly appropriate dad Easter wear.
All right.
Bro, how do you sit here and say, I ain't been to mass in 30 years, and then you're going to tell me what I'm wearing? Also, I'm eating chocolate. I'm eating chocolate.
You're going to get it all over your khakis.
No, I wore dark khakis, so I wouldn't get the chocolate. That wasn't the plan, but it wouldn't have happened anyway.
All right.
But it was interesting. Like, the longer church went on,
mm-hmm.
the more my wife was treating me like a child.
Yeah.
And I came to the realization, and I don't know if this is everybody, 252 WCMF, because, again, like, statistically, we're the least religious we've ever been when it comes to going to services. I realize that I matured as much as I'm going to mature.
Yeah, you're locked in.
But, like, for church, at 12. Yeah. And I have not gotten any mature in church past 12.
But I think that's normal. I think that's where most men stop.
Is that standard?
Yeah.
Just in general, you're saying?
Like, anytime I get back into any kind of, like, now we're going to pray, let's be quiet, moments of this and that, I start turning into a 12-year-old kid, like, looking around.
It's insane, right?
Yeah.
Like, I get antsy. My leg starts kicking. Like, I'm looking at everybody. I'm people watching. And I don't mean to be disrespectful. Like, I mean, you know.
I'm quiet. Yeah, I'm not.
I get that other people are, you know, it's just, I don't know.
I had to go for some service at Syracuse with my wife because, you know, stepson graduated from there. So it was like one of these things you had to stand around this monument and be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And it went long. And then when there was like a moment of this and a moment of that, and I'm just looking around, and my wife was like, do the same thing. Stop looking around. But what are you? I can only fake this for so long. I got no thoughts up here.
Well, no, that we know.
No, too many thoughts up there. That's why you're looking around.
Yeah.
No thoughts you could say out loud inside.
No, like, I don't care about any of this. I'm just standing here.
Well, you bring up another point.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not caring. 252 WCMF. My wife, I take her to church with the kids yesterday, and they handed out candy in the middle of the service. So I started eating the candy, and my wife got upset with me, and she started treating me like a child in church. And I was like, oh, that's inappropriate for you to talk to me that way until I realized that I've not matured past 12 in church. I don't know about you when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Because you were also a churchgoer.
Yeah, dragged a mass.
Yeah.
We did that old school Latin mass.
That was after the dad mass.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, I started sectioning it off like quarters in a football game.
Mm.
You know
like
what I
you
mean?
Knew yeah. like when one song hit, we're like, all right, we're about 40% through this.
Yes. Yeah, like first quarter's done when we're doing the prayers, like we're at halftime show, right? With the whole like
home stretch.
Give us money. And then like, yeah, third quarter has ended with we're doing the Eucharist. So like I've got that in my head to this day.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, Easter Mass, very important mass, most important mass of the year, arguably.
Yeah.
They went way long.
Oh, like, yeah.
I had the 60 minutes clock in my head. And like
they
it
do
was
more singing.
It was
normal?
Like, well, they have. I guess there's. This is the church I go to. My family goes to is in the city, down near the Blue Cross Arena. And I guess they have a bunch of kids from Eastman that are also members. But they have this massive like choir and like orchestra.
Oh, she got a lot of music.
Yeah.
So it's going to go long.
But yeah, they were doing like, you know, the Dead live cuts. Like just long, like
one song bled into the other.
Well, like, you know, Kimmy, you're used to like when you would sing in church, like you do the first two verses and then there's like five verses they you just never touch. Yeah. Well, they did like all five verses every time.
Oh, God. That's hell.
And like, bro, you know, you and I both are not good with attention span.
No.
So like, by the time we're like an hour 15, I'm just like literally like that, like it's just a circus in my head.
Yeah. And I don't know, like anytime I go to stuff like that, when it's over, it's over. Like I'm done. And my wife doesn't want to check out immediately. Like she wants to linger and talk or look or say something or let's just get out of here. We've been in here for, what else do you need to see? Are you waiting around for the beans and greens? Let's go home.
Best part about this church. So they have a very tiny parking lot that fills up, and we're always late, like later, because
so you're parked way out.
Well, that's
so
just
you park on the street.
I gotta go find street parking, like around the corner somewhere. So, like when it's over, I gotta be like, honey, I'm gonna go get the. You don't want to walk.
Yeah, you're in your good church shoes.
Yeah. So then I go get the car, and I just lay on the horn in front of the church. I don't do that, but no, I'm waiting out in front.
Let's go.
Hey, get out of here! You gave God your time. Now get back in the car.
Sound like my old man.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess I'm at the point where.
Yeah.
Not to be that guy looking for credit, but for my wife to like be like, don't do that, or stop that, or stop kicking your leg, or stop trying to pay attention. Like, don't I get credit for just being here with you?
No, you think you would. There are no points. There is no point system. It's a scam.
How is there not a point system?
There is, but it doesn't really mean anything. They're pointless points.
Oh.
Like, you could keep accumulating them, you know, but it doesn't mean anything.
Okay. Like, I don't know. You don't take a moment, like, because my wife.
Well, you're kind of like into the church thing, though, too.
How so?
Like, your wife doesn't really have to twist your arm to go, does she? I mean, like, it's something you grew up with. It's a tradition you also shared.
I don't have... Okay, let me put it this way.
Well, no, wait.
You even say you find all this interesting.
I do find it interesting. Yeah.
But
I don't
you get, like, kicked out of church because your old man was behind?
Yeah, the collection plate. Yeah, he bounced check of the collection plate. No. No, let me put it this way. I have such guilt from being a child, the church guilt. That I will never tell my wife I don't want to go.
Okay.
I will never say I'm not going. Mm. Right? But there's other
would
things
you go
I'd
if you weren't married?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
What? You think I'd be a regular churchgoer?
Not regular,
with
but
what
I think
we
you would,
do in this room?
I think you would still go like during the big one, like the big holidays.
Oh, no.
Big ones are the worst.
No, I'm with you. I just thought of all the people in this room that would go on their own or make it a point to go would be you.
No.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just based on your upbringing. Like, you went to Aquinas. Like, you studied it. I just would think, like, in your guilt and everything, it would force you to go occasionally.
I need someone else looking at me to feel guilty. It's amazing what I can do when no one's looking at me.
It is amazing. I've had two buddies who were single, and then they were in their 30s that still went to Mass every Sunday because that's what you do.
Yeah. I mean, that generation, I've heard that multiple
times. Yeah, and we used to mock him. Bro, you don't have to go. He goes, I got to go. It's Sunday morning. I got to go. And, you know, the rest of his week, he was not very religious, but my God, he had to march into that church.
Well, look, man, far be it for me to judge whatever centers you as a human being, right? But I also know that there are people who go do that stuff, I guess, more as a meditation than it is a religious experience, right? And not even... that they realize it. It's just like something that centers you.
Like it sets the tone for the week.
Guidance kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's always been there.
Yeah.
It's like a pillar. So I'm.
It's a comfort.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, look, man, you know, I'm not here to judge anybody.
And you're
religion.
With like-minded people. You all worship just the same thing.
Sure.
I don't get it, but. No, I don't. But,
okay. Let me insert 5-2.
I just
want to
point out, you're dressed like you get it.
Yeah, you are dressed like a guy that's going to go build a home with a church today. You look like Tiny Bob Vila.
Not that tall.
That's why I said Tiny Bob Vila. Yeah, I know. He's not that tall.
Mm.
You're even smaller.
Wow.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Bill. Bill says, last Christmas, I fell asleep at midnight mass, and my wife punched me in the arm to wake me up. She could have just shaken me. It caused a big scene because I yelled. Okay. So I'm glad I'm not the only guy.
Yes. I forgot about midnight mass. Yeah.
Did you do midnight mass back in the day?
Did a couple of those. But kind of worked in with, like, go out and party, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, that makes sense. I never got the idea. I mean, I get the reason they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I never got why it was so packed.
Oh, it's slammed.
Yeah.
Like, it's like standing room only, scalping tickets out front. Who wants to see Strawberry? I got tickets. Because, like, you know, if you have kids,
yeah,
you Santa's coming, and they want to be up early.
Yeah.
And you probably still have some wrapping to do.
But that way you don't have to go in the morning.
And plus, it's a different
things?
Okay.
It's a different mess, midnight mess. It's a little bluer. So, you know, Chris doesn't have to work as clean, you know. It's a later set.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, I'm aware you're not going to believe what this man has to say. All I am asking is that you keep an open mind here.
I've always got an open mind,
because I guess it is possible that a man could go his entire life without doing this.
Oh. What's he saying he ain't doing?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So the NFL draft is Thursday night.
Mm.
Bills are drafting 29th, so it's going to be a while, even if they make a first-round
pick. Yeah.
You know? But the arguably biggest star of the draft is not anybody that's being drafted. It's Colorado Buffalo's head coach, Deion Sanders.
Coach Prime.
You got it. So for those who don't know, he has a vested interest in three players that are draft eligible this year. Travis Hunter, who is that corner slash wide receiver who's going to go in the top five.
So he plays on both sides of the ball. He's a top guy. Right?
He did in college, but he's like 90 pounds. So he's like you, but with a football helmet.
Right.
So he's probably going to get hurt if he does that.
But he's fast.
Then he has his son, Shadur, who is his quarterback. He could go anywhere from the top three into the late first round.
It's amazing.
Right. And then he has another son, and I'm blanking on his name. Forgive me.
He plays on defense.
Right? Yes, he's also draft eligible, and he could be drafted in late rounds. He could be an undrafted free agent. So
he's like Tiffany Trump. Nobody really talks about it.
Right? Kind of, yes. Yeah. He's actually the perfect. Yeah. So... Deion Sanders, for the last month, has been doing just rounds of interviews nonstop.
Yeah, he's walking around with a pot of gold.
You got it.
Yeah.
So,
he's got a lot to talk about.
Over the weekend, he was on a podcast talking about himself and what he believes in.
He never does that.
And how it got him to this point.
Yeah.
And somehow the conversation got to self-pleasure.
I knew he was going to go there.
Deion Sanders said into a microphone that he has never once
ever
touched himself in his life.
Okay, so I read a book about another famous guy who was open about everything in his life and bad, bad stuff that he had done.
Okay.
Also said the same
thing. That's where he drew the line.
Miles Davis.
Okay, all right. But,
but same thing, like all the horrible stuff he did as a young guy, but claimed he never touched himself. I'm going, are they just so, they think it's so embarrassing to admit it because it means you're less of a man?
All right, I'm going
to
read you a quote from Deion Sanders.
All right.
Are you ready?
Because it's impossible.
Quote. No, I don't do that. I don't ever pleasure myself. I never have in my life pleasured myself. Never in my life. God is my witness. Jesus' name. I'm telling you God's honest truth. My next statement is going to sound arrogant, but I never had to.
Okay.
That was his quote.
Wow.
Okay. Do you believe him?
No, of course he's lying his ass. If I didn't believe Miles Davis, I don't believe any man that says that. It's impossible.
All right, but
every man, I don't care where you at in your life, what you claim. You have done this.
Okay, but using Miles Davis and Deion Sanders. Now, these are two guys. Miles Davis, as you said, talked about all the bad stuff he's done. Deion Sanders also has not shied away from the things that he's done in his past.
Yeah, which is amazing that you draw the line there.
No, but
do you think, though, like everybody who is open about things that they've done in their past, so, like there's always at least like one thing that they'll hide or not talk about because they don't want, like they need like something to themselves. Does that make sense?
That's it.
And whether it's that or some other thing that you do on a regular basis that you'll deny. But, like, I think, like, there are just some people that want to hold on to, like, that one little thing that they want to keep private.
So you don't believe him either?
No, I don't. Especially with, like, the life he's lived and everything, it doesn't seem like he'd shy. It doesn't seem like he's, like, morally against. Like, why is he morally against that but not, like, all the other things that he's admitted to,
okay,
you know?
The last part of his sentence, again, quote. My statement next is going to sound arrogant. I never had to.
Yeah, meaning like I got so many ladies that'll do this for me at 11.
Right.
Is it possible?
At 10, 11 years old.
I mean, again, he was a football star as a kid. It's not out of the question. I mean, could you get enough tail thrown at you that you never have to go
at that age?
I don't know.
And by the way, even if you had that, even if you had that much action, you're still doing it. Because at that age, it's never enough.
Okay.
Like a stiff breeze gets you going.
Okay. The fact of the matter is this, all right? Whether or not you want to believe it, it's a truth. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There are men who exist on this planet who have never done it. It is a statistical impossibility that they don't.
This is the one thing where every guy, because then you're born without limbs.
Look, I don't.
And either way, you'll try to get your foot up there to do it, man. There's no way.
I don't believe.
Lobster Boy, Grady Stiles, famous guy, pulled it.
I don't believe.
You could hear him screaming in his bedroom. It hurts so much.
I don't believe there are a lot of men who have never done it. But Tommy, there are men on this planet who have never done it.
That's like saying I've never sneezed.
No, that's,
it's impossible.
Like ever in your life, even as a
I'm not one of them, but I'm saying they exist.
No, I know, but to Tommy's point, like when you were like younger and figuring stuff out.
Thank you. That's my point. 11 years old.
How would you even know that it could happen?
Of course. Of course he did. And by the way, it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a natural function of life.
I agree with you. I just find it weird how you can't for a second think. Stand back, because you're like super hot about this for some reason.
I'll tell you why.
Oh, I want to imagine Deion Sanders touching himself.
There are macho cultures that will say they don't do certain things, even though they do, because they think it makes them look unmanly and makes them look like a sissy.
Okay.
And I think he and Miles Davis and other cultures, macho cultures, fall into that.
All right, so let's talk about that for a second. Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Deion Sanders, who has two sons and a Heisman Trophy winning kid he coached last year, draft eligible, has been doing nothing but interviews the last couple of weeks. And he said in an interview over the weekend that he's never touched himself.
Oh, by the way, Deion's mom, luckiest mom in the world if it's true.
Well, I mean,
had to pick up one sock off that floor without thinking about it first.
If we're going
to
get graphic here, I would argue as a mom, you would want that instead of women around your teenage son all the time. Like, that seems more dicey.
I don't know, man.
You're cracking out all you want,
more,
kid.
You got to keep your eye on
that. All that laundry.
Okay, so you brought up, like, you know, cultures that say, you know.
Yes.
So recently, the last couple of months, there has been this push against self-pleasure in these certain realms of, like, online community.
Really?
Like, and for health reasons?
Yes, it's not for religious reasons. There are these macho man, alpha male Instagram influencers. Yeah. And there's a lot of them who seem to believe that cranking one out is why men these days, today, why men are lacking in motivation and success and why they're soft. They legit preach the idea of self-celibacy. And they have no scientific data to back it up.
Yeah, thank you.
Right?
I guess like I could see if you wanted to do it as a challenge to yourself, but I wouldn't say that it's, you know, proven health thing.
Oh, no, actually, it's the opposite. Scientifically, if you don't do it, it's bad
for
you.
Yeah, yeah.
But these Instagram influencers, whatever, YouTube folks, seem to believe.
Makes you macho, makes you tough.
Yes, if you have the discipline to not touch yourself, you have the discipline to accomplish other things to make you, you know, buff and make money and bank bro and stuff like that. It's the strangest thing, because I've watched some of these guys, like, you know, give their pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they're not doctors.
And again, like, I don't believe those guys don't do it. I believe those guys are alone cranking one out.
Yes,
but again, it is impossible that there aren't men on this planet that haven't done it. It's impossible.
I disagree.
Okay.
All men.
No.
Unless you physically could not do it.
Okay.
And if you couldn't, that's all you would think about while you were just sitting there in your bed, like in a coma.
There are some people that are driven by different things.
Mm. What?
Not that.
But your body.
There are asexual human beings that don't do anything, period.
I still think they do that.
That is not the definition of asexual is not doing anything.
I just thought asexual was just spent with a partner.
Yeah.
Could you Google asexual just to be clear?
Like Paula Poundstone was an asexual. She was an asexual.
Paula Poundstone was a comedian from the 80s.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. Well, you don't think.
I just dropped Miles Davis, man.
People know who Miles Davis is.
Miles Davis was the Paula Poundstone of jazz musicians. Both could blow a mean horn.
No, actually, Paula Poundstone could. She was asexual. No, I was under the impression that asexual meant that you did not get
They didn't have a sexual partner.
Or no,
that didn't mean they didn't gratify them.
I thought there was no gratification in sexual
impossible.
Stuff. No, it's not impossible, man.
Asexuality is the lack of sexual attraction to others.
Gotcha. But then what would you
low interest in the desire for sexual activity.
All right, can I ask a serious question?
Mm. Yes.
That last part out of it. If I'm not sexually attracted to other people, what am I thinking about when I'm cranking one out?
I don't know. Are you attracted to, like,
plants?
Yourself?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You could have fantasies that are not natural.
Could you have fantasies about other people, but that doesn't mean you're attracted to them as a person?
Person, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You create a fantasy in your head, which is not reality.
Yeah. So like it's not an actual, you could be attracted to a person you're just imagining that's not a real person.
That would
so.
Never happen.
Okay. I feel you know what like I, mean? I feel like you're taking a lot of jumps to try to justify your take here, buddy boy.
I just can't believe you think that there's a guy out there that's never had a dirty palm in his life.
Look, man. Look.
Like I think like be like Mick Jagger saying that, right?
No,
like he's never touched himself.
No, it wouldn't
because
be
he's
like
had so many because he's had so many women to do it for him.
Okay. There are billions of people on this planet.
Billions. Yeah, not 9 billion.
Whatever you can think of,
mm-hmm.
whatever crazy thing you could think of, there is someone on this planet who has done it.
Yeah, but there's a reason why he can't do it.
Ah, no.
Physically.
No. I mean someone that could do it if they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
For you to sit here and go in with every man that currently exists on this planet. To have done this one specific thing is naive and
to
is small-minded. And it's
ever explore your body
yes.
is weird on either gender.
Look, I don't disagree with what you're saying.
I mean, I'd be shocked if a woman said I'd never, ever once touched myself.
There are plenty of women, especially back in the day.
I'm not talking about my ex-wives. I'm just saying.
Well, no, they had to.
You don't think back in the day?
Yeah.
Women weren't touching.
They didn't
women
explore
that
did. Their bodies.
They at one point figured out what could happen down
no,
there.
No, I understand. Right. Okay, here's what you guys are considering, right? We live in a time.
In a time when you touch yourself.
Thank you. Where, you know, we've had advances in medical science yeah. mm-hmm. and, you know, lack of this idea that you're gonna burn in hell for
yeah,
doing this terrible
thing. I guess, like, there's always that fear, but do you think that actually stopped people?
From ever
yes,
once?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Touching the bush.
Your mother, and again, this has nothing to do with touching herself, because again, I know that she did a ton. Your mother converted to a religion
yeah.
that she did not believe in
mm-hmm.
for the sake of your father,
yes.
who was not active in that religion.
Right. Yeah, but she was home alone all the time.
No, I'm not saying she didn't touch herself. The point I'm making is...
I had that vacuum with all those attachments.
That's your mom, bro. That's your mom. And why would sucking get there? Stop.
This might be the most disturbing thing you've ever...
By the way, you do that with a Kirby, you got a hysterectomy, buddy, and I know that because I was selling them door to door. That's a powerful vacuum.
For $1,200, it better.
The point I'm making, Kimmy, is if this woman was willing to change her life, mm. her soul, where she
yeah.
thought her soul
yeah.
was going for
yeah.
the sake of a man
yeah.
who did not believe in what she changed to, right. and she was the more devout religious person,
yeah.
for you to look at me and say that they weren't afraid is wrong.
No, that's a different argument.
Yeah.
What I'm saying and what she's saying is at some point, as a young woman, mm-hmm. you're going to explore your body.
Okay.
It's just natural to say you wouldn't be curious in a shower cleaning yourself, go, oh, that felt pretty good. I might do this in the privacy of my shower or in my bedroom.
Look, I get that it can go off when you're cleaning it like a gun,
mm-hmm.
right?
Maybe
you don't count
that's
it
a scatter
like that.
Gun, son.
All right, let me tell you a story just to give you a little bit of a background here. I am not a pious sexual person, right? Like when I was a kid, you know, when my grandmother died, I was in 8th or 9th grade.
Yeah.
And there's a verse in the Bible where it's something along the lines of one day on earth is 1,000 years in heaven. Right? Something in there. I did the math.
Mm.
Legitimately tried to do the math to figure out how long I had to touch myself before my grandma got to heaven. Like, in my head, I was like, okay, there's probably a line to get in, right? You got to talk to somebody.
Oh, like you're afraid, like, she was going to see you?
I didn't want her looking down from heaven, seeing me touch myself. So I was like, all right, I got, like, another, like, 2 weeks before Grandma gets behind the pearly gates and can look down and see me touching myself. That, and I was 13.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I wasn't I was a dumb kid, but not, like, dumb enough. That's the point I'm making here.
I understand.
That I was so scared my grandma was going to see me touching myself that I was ready to stop touching myself. Didn't
but you
work,
still did it.
But I thought it through.
All right.
I did a math equation.
I would love to see that person.
Okay.
That
did.
Legitimately has never self-pleasured themselves once.
You've seen him play for the Falcons, the Cowboys, the 49ers, the Ravens. His name's Deion Sanders. And you'll see him on the sidelines
amazing.
Of Colorado football.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to share the world with your little one.
Sure.
And if parents are being honest, there's this fantasy that your kid, the day they're born, will eventually have all the same interests you do.
It's a mini-me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The good news. There is now a very affordable way for parents to share this very popular pastime
Man.
With their kids in Rochester this summer. The bad news?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell how many parents really want their kids with them when they do this.
What are they doing?
You're hanging out in the break room, watch this classic rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is a new, super affordable way to get your kid involved with golf.
Golf?
This summer.
We're going golfing?
So it's called, Tommy, the Golf With Us Initiative.
Yeah.
Story on 13 Wham says it allows kids ages 6 to 18 to golf at 10 local courses.
Mm-hmm.
For only $5.
Damn. With the,
oh, wow. That's like really cheap.
Like 6 up to 18?
6 to 18. 10 local courses.
Yeah.
$5.
Well, get the kids interested.
Got to get the kids interested.
Yeah.
So listen, you have to sign up for it by May 24th. You can check out 13 Wham's website if this is something that interests you or your family.
What's the catch?
Well, there is no catch.
Well, I guess you got to be with a parent.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just it.
All right.
If you're someone who enjoys golf and wants to share that with your kid, this is a dream scenario.
Well, you know what's great? At the end of the round, you won't enjoy golf anymore with your kid. Because that sounds like hell on earth. Because if you're going to get like a 6 or 7-year-old to play a round of 18... It's going to take you all day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, how about the people behind you?
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to be
slow playing all day.
But even when you get to 12, 13, 14, 15, 252 WCMF, how many parents actually want to golf with their kids?
Well, the fantasy and the reality are going to be two different things.
Okay, because the fantasy is what?
Oh, it's going to be great. You know, he's going to be like a little junior champion, and you're going to bond together and we'll laugh about this. One day, maybe we'll have a couple of cocktails when you're old enough.
And I agree with you. That's a problem. Because golf is a sport for a lot of people that's an escape.
Yeah, but it's a frustrating escape.
Yes, but it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. I think golf in general, going with or without your kid, ends up in frustration at some point.
I don't disagree. But, Kimmy, here's the difference, right? Whether or not you're frustrated, golf can be peace and quiet.
Yes.
Yeah.
It can be drinking and fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever way you want to use it to unplug from the chaos of your life for a little while. Your kids, on the other hand, are the main source of chaos in your life.
Yep.
And I've always found it interesting, folks that want to golf with their kids, because you are bringing that chaos into your sanctuary.
Right.
And I get, you're right, Tommy, it feels like a good idea, maybe even romantic. Like,
you're going to have this little golf buddy for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're explaining the games, and like, you know, there's that like sitcom moment where like, you know, you put your arm around him, it's like, you know, I learned about life today playing the game of golf.
Mm-hmm. You're going to explain to him how to play, and then he's going to crack one off, it's going to be a beautiful shot. And you'll take pride in you taught him that.
Yeah, yeah. But like, is
not going to happen.
Is that reality?
Of course not.
Well, I don't know. I'm asking. 252 WCMF, because there are parents that golf with their kids.
Because neither of you, did you either of you golf with your dads growing up?
Once. And once only.
Well, why is that?
It sucked.
Well, I mean, like, did something happen or you just realized this isn't for us?
I tried to play golf. I sucked at it and I didn't like it. I took a pretty good run at it. And then it's him. You know, him and golf, it was just annoying as crap. And I hated it the whole time.
And your dad was a big golfer.
Oh, yeah. And he also sucked. He's one of those guys that sucked, but wanted to show you how to do it, even though he didn't know how to do it, which was really frustrating.
So like every dad.
Yes.
Well, no, because my dad was a great golfer.
Yeah, you're all making it hit a ball.
Really, really good golfer. Yeah. Won several medals at the Police Olympics. Yes, that's a real thing. He didn't take me out golfing until I was like 15.
Yeah.
And then there was another time where he took me and my little brother out when Ryan was like 15. And those are the only two times I ever golfed with my dad.
Do you wish you golfed with him more?
Here's the thing. I hate the game of golf.
Yeah.
But at that age, you know, my dad was my hero. I would have gone anywhere he wanted me to.
Right.
Yeah. I had like a fun experience. Just I felt like an adult being out there. But no, he took me once alone and that was it. And I get it. Like being a grown-ass person now, you know. You want your peace and quiet, but you want
a break.
Yeah,
and it's a great break.
Yeah, so like I don't know, like you know, golf before COVID was in a bad way, and then COVID pushed everybody back outside.
Right,
but like was that because mothers and fathers that golfed left their kids at home, and that made them not love the game of golf?
Could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's that other part of it now, right? Like, if you're a golfer and you want golf to continue, you need to teach your kid the game.
Yeah,
you want to grow the game.
Exactly.
Right.
But I don't want to be the one that does that.
Well, you know, I'm thinking, like, because my brother and my dad would golf together when he was a teenager. And, like, they argued all the time.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, like, golf was a relaxing thing for them.
Oh, they didn't fight?
I think it's because they fought so much about, like, the sports my brother played competitively that, like, golf was, like, You know, my dad didn't care if my brother was good or bad at golf. They just would go out as an activity together. You know what I mean? Like, there wasn't that push to be better at golf. It was, like, just more of a fun activity.
Yeah, golf baffles me. I don't get it. I you know what I mean? Like, I'm jealous of the guys at golf, like I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how guys golf with their wives. That I really don't understand. And
that makes more sense than kid.
Does it?
I think so.
There's more friction between you and your wife than you and your kid, man.
Yeah, but if you both independently are playing a round of golf together, I mean, what's the friction?
Because it ain't going to be independent, bro.
Okay.
That's the way it goes.
It's just how it is, Kimmy. Can't change it.
She's going to wife it.
She's going to wife it up?
She's going to wife it.
She's wifing it out.
If you take you and your wife, she's going to wife it.
Is that like slicing it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it's wifing it.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this new program that if you want to golf with your kid this summer, you need to get into. It's called the Golf With Us Initiative. 13 WAM says it allows kids ages 6 to 18 to golf at 10 local courses for only $5. But you have to sign up by May 24th. You can check out 13 WAM's website if you're interested. The question we're trying to figure out is, do parents that golf actually want their kids on the course with them? Did you ever golf with your dad?
No, I kind of wish I did, though. Like, I wish it was something I picked up at an early age just to have that skill, because it's hard to learn as an adult.
Yeah, but you could do it now.
I mean, I've been trying, but I'm not getting any better.
Yeah, the gals got golf on Tuesday afternoons.
I'm probably not doing it as much as I should, but it's something I do wish I at least tried when I was a teenager.
Her husband gave her clubs away to Moose, remember?
Oh, that's right.
That's how much her husband wants to go golfing with Kimmy. Yeah, take her clubs, please. All right, let me ask you this, Tommy.
Yeah.
Let's say your kid wants to golf, shows an interest, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a bad parent for not wanting to share this with your kid?
But I'm a golfer.
You're a golfer.
You have to take the kid.
So you are a bad parent if you don't do it.
Yeah, you got to take the kid. I mean, it sucks, but you got to do it.
Why?
Because it's going to be a pain in the ass. It ruins your game. Because now you're
I'm saying, why are you a bad parent if you don't take them?
Because you look selfish. I mean, if you got the clubs and you've got the time to go golf and your kid really wants to go and you blow them off, you're a dick dad.
But can't you argue golf itself is a selfish game?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're taking 3 hours to go do whatever you want to do, right? Like, I mean, all of those golf courses are taking up plenty of spaces where we could build houses.
Oh, yeah.
I
churches or hospitals.
I heard a smart man say golf was the worst real estate investment of all time. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Chucky. Chucky, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Dolphy? I talk to you at the hockey rink all the time, man. Love your guys' show.
Oh, love you, Chuck. Thank you.
Hey, you know, man, I wanted to tell you guys about the county courses. My kids, I got 5 kids. You know, we're all over the place with sports. But the county courses, 18 and under, it's $100 unlimited golf the whole year.
Damn.
Wait, for $100?
Yeah. $100. Guys, let me tell you what. I can't tell you how many times me and my 3 boys have walked down the fairways of Duran, Genesee Valley, Churchville. And, you know, being out there walking down the fairway, the birds are chirping. There's 100 deer everywhere. You know, I mean, it's really peaceful.
I doubt it's peaceful when you're there.
Will you let Chuck talk?
Hey, I've got 5 kids down here. I've got a rain. Let me tell you, got the birds and chirping and a hot dog. We go buy your goddamn beer. Don't tell your mother nothing, all right? It's a good time. I can't believe it's only $100 a season.
Your mic's off, Kimmy. Hey, Chucky, let me ask you. So, look, you paint a very romantic picture, and it's awesome that you and your boys have this, you know, thing you can do together.
Shut up!
Chuck, how often do you golf by yourself as opposed to with your sons?
Never anymore. I mean, you're a dad. How often do you get to do anything yourself?
Well, I guess that's what I'm asking, right? Like, Chucky, if this was your sanctuary and you like going and playing golf by yourself or with your buddies and now it's only your kids, I mean, I admire you that you have this to share with your kids and you're patient enough to teach them this sport.
You're generous.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like you create a little competition, right? You know, they were 12, 13, 14, and I'm trying to make them better now, 15, 16, 17, 18. You know, they're beating me, and it kind of sucks, but
Well, Chucky, enjoy the weather, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have fun this summer.
Hey, great day, boys. See ya.
You'll hear him when he's out there.
It is funny because we're talking about how, like, your kid being there could ruin golf for you.
Oh, yeah.
But how many dads have ruined golf for their kids?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to go more that way than the opposite.
Well, now that we're having this discussion, maybe they're ruining it on purpose so they can get their time back.
Smart move.
You know, I do wonder, like, with that, that's a great tip by Chuck. From Chuck, by the way, $100 for the summer. And then with this deal that you can go find on, you know, 13 Wham, that story. The greens fees aside, how expensive is it to get your kid into golf? Like, do they have clubs? You probably should ask Chuck. Like, can you rent kids' clubs? Do you have to have clubs?
You buy them used.
It's got to be worth it to, like, rent them if you can, right? Just because your kid's going to grow so quickly.
There's got to be a million used clubs out there you could buy.
Okay, but they could still be.
You need a new set the next year.
Yeah. And, like, if you're serious into golf, you're also going to want to dress your kid like a golfer, right? Like, you know, remember when the PGA Championship was here and people brought their kids and they all looked like...
Yeah, but you don't have to get that dressed up to play a public course.
Yeah,
but
is there a...
Dress code?
Dress code for public courses?
I don't know. My buddy played in a cut-off t-shirt one time.
Yeah, I think as long as you got a shirt on, you can play.
And I don't even think that's completely necessary.
Yeah.
Only one nipple. We'll give you one.
Yeah, public courses are pretty loose on the dress.
You know what the sneaky cost is going to be?
Well, balls. Shoes.
Balls. No, balls. He's right.
Yeah, balls are a fortune.
And your kid is going to lose so many effing balls when they are learning the game. Unless they can't hit it far, in which case you're good.
And you can buy used balls.
No, I heard you were big into that back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I love a big bag of loose balls. All summer long, buddy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.